Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, happy Labor Day, upstate. This is the Tara Show. The Ingalls Market Talk Line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning Text Line is 71307. I guess I could go to that and maybe read a few of those. Just had to restart one computer. That's the fun thing about radio. Radio is run by computers now. And computers crash all the time. But let's talk about the president, because he's crashing all the time, too. Because he's senile. Joe Biden has never been accused of being the best tool in the toolbox. He's been always stupid. He's always stubbornly attached to whatever dumb idea forms in that spongy mass of cells that passes for his brain. And it's perfectly clear that this guy is riding the Acela Express to Dementiaville. And the media, sitting front row on what could be the biggest story in political history, just sort of pretends that the guy who's won forgotten depends short of wetting himself on national television is A-OK. But the job of the licensed, registered regime media is not to make break stories, no matter how big. They run interference for their masters. In the run-up to the last election, our courageous reporters studiously ignored the computer files and videos showing asterisk sons Hoover getting all Pablo Escobar with his hookers, as well as being bought off by the Ukrainians, the Shycoms, and anybody else who waved a dollar at him. This was all Russian disinformation. We were informed by our glorious media. So is Putin also behind Biden wandering off to chase the squirrels in the Rose Garden? Just listen to the guy on the rare occasions they pump him up with drugs and then they let him actually talk freeform. His Afghanistan victory lap, though it was the eager blue checks who did the lapping, was a bizarre Esker monologue. He said, and I quote, and I'm not making this up. I'm not. He said, our intel people did a great job, but no one saw this coming, and it was the greatest evacuation ever, and it also was all Trump's fault. He's a mess. Yeah, the only person we ever see committing felony journalism is Peter Doocy of Fox, much to the dismay of the rest of the reporters. They're all busy competing for the big scoop about the flavor of the latest big scoop of ice cream that Dr. Jill lets Grandpa Badfinger stick into his talk hole. It was the same with the reporters back in Camelot. You know, which President Kennedy did with the full knowledge of his reporter pals. Maybe it is a bad idea for the president to get busy with the gangsters' women. And maybe boffing you White House staffers two at a time in the pool isn't a demonstration of the best judgment. But the media was mum. Because, you know, boys will be boys, at least in the 60s. unlike now, when they can pretty much be anything and we're supposed to pretend it's not ridiculous. You know, he got with Marilyn Monroe. You know, props on that one, I guess. John F. Kennedy, he liked women. If you had a skirt and a heartbeat, you would come up to his attention. Teddy was only half as picky. And our media heroes covered all that up. Only 2 years later, admit that maybe they could have been a bit more diligent and a bit less accommodating to the picadillos of their idol. We should never have a starstruck media. The media should not care who they're talking to. They should be looking at them as a subject, as a clinical fern, if you will. After that time, there was much assurance among the professional journalismers that never again would they participate in this kind of cozy covering up for politicians. And to that end, they did not, if you were a Republican. And now with President Asterisk, their lack of curiosity would be hilarious if it wasn't getting people killed. They gave Mr. 10% a pass on Snorty McBurisma, then ignored the election antics, then pretended a guy in Conan drag was leading an insurrection, then blessed the whiplash-inducing 180-degree spin on vaccines. You know, Trump vaccine bad, Trump vaccine we can take credit for good. And now they're acting like this goober is just fine. And he's not fine. He's a mess. The best part is when they let him talk, though. And then he just goes and gives away the scam, whether announcing that he's been ordered not to answer questions or that he's got a list of pre-approved questions he has to follow. Dig, if you will, a picture of Kayleigh McEnany or Sarah Huckabee Sanders, them approaching the White House correspondents and demand to pre-screen their queries. Imagine the faux outrage. Imagine the indignant screams of "but my journalistic integrities" and the huffing and the puffing that would follow it. But today you got pre-screened questions. Yes, Ginger Goebbels. Might your worm have the privilege of licking your vinyl boots? Slurp, slurp. Biden, he's angry and he shouts or he whispers like he's offering passing kids a chance to see the puppies he's got in his van. And whatever dope they pump him up with to get through the list of scripted questions lasts, 10 minutes. And then you can see the wheels coming off. Out come the shepherd's crook to drag him off stage to be wrapped in a shawl, handed a bowl of mush, and set in front of the TV so he can watch his stories. And nobody's excited about the 25th Amendment putting Kamala Harris in office. Actually, I wish they'd go ahead and do that, because that means that this administration is over with. And I don't mean the Biden administration becomes a Harris administration. I mean the agenda dies with that, because then the Senate loses the tiebreaker. Kamala Harris is as dumb as a post, which is actually sort of insulting to all the good posts that are out there. But we can't have the shaky skeletal finger of a vacuum-skulled ninny hovering over the big red button now, can we? And our press may studiously ignore this, but our enemies see it and they are acting. The Taliban, or as the goofy clown says, the Taliban, realized he would not do anything to stop them, and we saw what that led to. The Chi-Coms, right now, are elbowing Taiwan saying, "Hey, there's your savior. Want to do this the easy way or the hard way?" And that fat Korean guy, he is firing up his old reactor again. And they can try to slough off his constant failure to the previous guy, but come on. But, you already own this. The adults are at the table. Remember, Joe? Trump was a lot of things, but a drooling zombie was not one of them. And running the United States of America is very serious business. And we have a very unserious media that's out there propping up a desiccated weirdo. It has nothing to do with unhappy Trump voters are science deniers. We got to get rid of the dementia. We need to do that now. When we get back, we got some big issues in the upper reaches of the military. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
The Upstate's true opinion maker. It's the Tara Show on 106.3 WORD.
106.3 WORD traffic. Only one trouble spot in Greenville County. It is a bad one, however. A busy intersection, White Horse Road at Blue Ridge Drive. Bad place for any kind of an accident. This one, however, is a hit and run. Nobody hurt, but the investigators are still on the scene. White Horse Road at Blue Ridge Drive. Otherwise, the accident or an assist motorist situation, actually, in Greenville County that was earlier on I-185 is back at mile marker 10 northbound. We suspect now there's a tow truck getting under the act. So it's I-185, mile marker 10 northbound, assist motorists. We have one lane partly blocked. That is Greenville County. Download the Odyssey app. Search 106.3 WORD for the latest traffic on your phone. Now the Upstate's most trusted forecast from the 106.3 WORD 24/7 Weather Center.
We'll see a few spotty showers and thunderstorms here for this Labor Day holiday today. Mostly cloudy skies beyond that, high around 85. For tonight, partly cloudy and low near 67. Tuesday, a slight chance for showers here late, high of 87. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 106.3 WORD. Currently, it's 70.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Talk to Tara
on the Ingalls Markets talk line
at 800-347-1063.
Live and local.
This is the Tara Show.
106.3 WORD.
Now, special guest host, Bill Frady.
Ingalls Markets talk line, 1-800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. We're in the beginning of a never-ending bad dream. because Joe Biden and the Pentagon have managed to birth a new terrorist haven, destroy much of U.S. strategic deterrence, and alienate our allies in much of the country. I did a video where I was talking about 9/11, and everybody's coming at me, well, they were from Saudi Arabia, and they were this, they were that. Yeah, but they were hanging out and being aided and abetted by the Taliban in Afghanistan, which is why we went to Afghanistan. So now, we're in a bad position, a really bad position. In the hours after the horrific deaths of 13 service members, which these were murders. This wasn't military action. This wasn't them dying for the country. These were murders. We've been assured by our military leadership that our partnership with the Taliban to provide security for our flights was a wise decision. We were told the terrorist victors share similar goals to ours in the hasty American retreat from Kabul. We were reminded that Afghan refugees, unlike U.S. soldiers, will not be forced to be vaccinated on arrival. And, you know, the absurdity just continues. On the very day of the attack that killed American troops, and this bothered me more than anything else that I saw, just because it was such a clear-cut indicator of how deep the military has fallen. The Sergeant Major of the U.S. Army. This is the highest-placed enlisted member of the United States Army, the Sergeant Major of the Army. I have been in the presence of one Sergeant Major of the Army back in the 80s. His name was Glenn Morrell. He was a giant of a man. And, I mean, he was mythological. I mean, and to be in his presence in the same room, all of us, we were in PLDC, Primary Leadership Development course, and to be there with the biggest non-commissioned officer in the U.S. Army at the time was, you know, awe-inspiring. This guy just knocks down being the Sergeant Major of the Army to being a man, and in his case, a stupid man, because he reminded us in a tweet, the diversity is our strength. Commemorating not the dead, not those 13 Marines, but Women's Equality Day. So I guess then, the question becomes, is the opposite of diversity, which is unity, our weakness? Is this wokeness going to ensure that we do not abandon the... Will that make sure we do not abandon the Bagram Air Base in the middle of the night without opposition? Wait a minute, we've already done that, haven't we? The chief of staff at the Office of Naval Intelligence warned the ONI's active duty and retired service members that they must not criticize Biden, their commander-in-chief, over the Afghanistan fiasco. That, in fact, is proper because the military, the rank and file of the military, and the leadership of the military is supposed to be apolitical. We're not supposed to care who's in office. We're just instruments that are used to enforce a policy. Or we're instruments used to, when diplomacy fails, whichever one you want to look at. The office chiefs, and this is a prohibition, which is actually part of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, which bars any disrespect shown to the senior government leadership. A lieutenant colonel, as Scheller, as big and as correct as he is, you don't do that in the military. I'm being asked about the Night Stalker. I'll talk about that in a minute. He should have been relieved because you don't do that. However, the problem is Scheller, what he was doing was he was just operating under the new rules. Until January 20th, and I mean, this kind of prohibition against, you know, criticizing your commander-in-chief, this follows you when you retire, especially if you're a flag officer. But until January 20th, retired top brass had constantly smeared their elected commander-in-chief with impunity. Recently, retired General Michael Hayden retweeted a horrific suggestion that unvaccinated Trump supporters should be put on planes back to Afghanistan, where they presumably would be left to die. Earlier, he compared Trump's border facilities to Nazi death camps. And other retired high-profile military officials variously called their president an emulator of Nazi tactics, a veritable Mussolini, a liar, and deserving of removal from office sooner rather than later. And where is the Office of Naval Intelligence on this one? How come they didn't warn those boys?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
These guys, what these guys do, all of these former flag officials, when they retire, this whole retired general thing, this is to further their relevance. But actually, they're no better, as far as I'm concerned, they're no better than a retired corporal to me. Now, a retired corporal is not going to get some military analyst gig at Fox News or CNN or something like that. But you'd get a better, you know, actually read about what happens on the ground. But this is just them using their rank and their position to convince the American people of their lie. My thoughts, anyway. I'm going to talk about a handgun when we get back, just because somebody asked me to do it, because it is one of a kind. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
Text Tara at 71307 on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line.
Live and local.
This is the Tara Show on 106.3 WORD.
WORD, the Upstate's talk station.
We now return to special guest host Bill Frady on the Tara Show.
Ingles Markets talk line, 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. A favored tactic of the left is the emotion-laden argument to further their narrative. And fortunately for them, in the debate over masks in schools, few ideas are more emotional than the idea of a child dying, whether it's of or with COVID-19 or anything else. And true to form, they constantly beat the fact that, yes, some children do die of or with COVID-19, over the heads of those who cite the potentially harmful long-term effects of masking children. Now, this wouldn't bother me nearly so much if this wasn't something they did all the time. They're all the time getting out there saying, well, if it saves one life. Which is code speak for, get ready, we're about to take something from you that's a right. If it saves the life of just one child, then it's worth it. To a non-critical thinker, that plea would sound logical, maybe even noble. And if you could do something simple to save the life of one child, who would not do that? Of course, I would do it. If I see a child drowning in a lake or running into the middle of traffic, I'm going to jump into the lake or run, try to get in, you know, get that child out of the front of that bus. As would anybody listening to this now. I think. But it's a lot more complicated than that, isn't it? Once again, that simple answer, which is always wrong. We could stop driving immediately and save the life of any future child or adult who would otherwise die in a car accident. We could wear hazmat suits anytime we're in public and thereby conceivably save every human we come in contact with from catching any virus we could potentially have. Because there's more going on in the world today than COVID-19. You can bet your bottom dollar on that one. But those kind of things would be insane, wouldn't they? And I need you to agree that those kind of things would be insane. Don't leave me hanging here. Show of hands. Indeed, everything we do, every action we take, every movement we undertake, it comes with some sort of risk. And there are risks we take every day, risks that we consider acceptable, like driving or riding a roller coaster, and even walking out our front door in the morning. We have always had the risk of virus transmission in our interactions with each other, always. Until the COVID era, society had accepted that it could not properly function without humans having normal interactions with one another. And that has been jettisoned in favor of widespread public masking, an intervention that has never been proven to work in any significant or relevant way. Yet somehow the overlords have managed to convince the majority of the gullible public that placing a moist bacteria-laden piece of cloth over a child's mouth and nose will somehow keep that child from getting COVID-19. A virus they pretend is dangerous to children by citing anecdotes instead of data. And if I were to assume their assumptions are good, their intentions are good, which is a big, big, big assumption, they do it because they think one life saved is worth any intervention employed. Proof of effectiveness be damned. But at what point does masking, the social distancing, the plastic barriers, the haranguing by teachers and even fellow students that forever implies that children with zero proof are virus-laden death vectors, at what point is acting like COVID is the only risk in life and a far greater risk than it actually is? When does that become a detriment to learning, to mental health, and even to physical health? Big tech and the other powers that be can continue to censor articles, broadcasts, and all of these present reasonable data and evidence on the topic, but nobody's going to convince me there's zero harm to children by forcing them to mask for hours on end. Nobody. What is this risk exactly, and does this justify the forever insanity? Now, according to the CDC, you know, Rochelle, as of September 1st, 2021, 470 kids under 18 had died with or of COVID-19. According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, as of August 26th, nearly 4.8 million children had tested positive for COVID-19 since the onset of the pandemic. So, you look at your math, we're losing 1 in 10,000 children who become a COVID case actually dying from that case. 1 in 10,000. And keep in mind that the official case numbers are always far below actual infection numbers, although the death numbers are not, or so they say. From that, we again go to the CDC, where they estimated that as of May of 2021, upwards to 27 million kids under 17 had contracted COVID-19. And of course, that's higher now because of the Delta variant. So let's take that to an even 30 million. So that then takes, but the deaths remain constant, right? So now we go to 1 in 62,500 children. Going even further, of that 470, there's compelling evidence that a significant percentage of those deaths was not caused primarily by SARS-CoV-2. But rather those who happened to test positive for the virus at some point before they succumbed to something else. That study was conducted at a Northern California hospital, found that 45% of pediatric hospitalizations were unlikely to have been caused by COVID-19. Another study was close to 40%. The discrepancy stands to reason, like John Hopkins surgeon Dr. Marty Makary points out, that existing CDC data does not report whether a patient is there because of the virus or because of another comorbidity, and they simply tested positive at some point before or during hospitalization. So if you shave off 40% from the already super low death count, that brings those already low percentages even lower. So in other words, children have a much higher chance of dying from things like car accidents, homicide, drowning, cancer, health disease, even the flu, than they do from COVID-19, a super mild illness for the vast vast majority of children and young people. And yet so many of the powers that be, particularly those who run school districts, are going to enact and enforce an insane policy that will not work because they think it could possibly save one life. And even if forever masking could potentially save one life, a completely unprovable statement on its face, especially because they have no evidence. It's as good as the, we could save half the people that we think are going to die maybe before December 1st. Their argument is silly, illogical, and emotion and anecdote based. So don't let them get away with it. If they are in any elected position that affects whether or not your child is forced to wear a face muzzle for hours on end, do what you can to ensure they don't stay in office beyond their current term. Because this is, when would this ever end otherwise? How long will this go on for? If we think we're saving one life from COVID, why not mask and continue all the nonsense forever because of colds, the flu? You know, why not? You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
Keeping the upstate informed on 101.5 FM in Anderson, 95.1 FM in Clemson, Pickens, and Seneca. And
on the Odyssey app
is the Tara Show on 106.3 WORD, the upstate's talk station.
Hey, it's Charlie James. 15 minutes of stimulating talk and breaking news kicks off every hour on The Charlie James Show this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. Right now, The Tara Show continues on 106.3 WORD.
We now return to special guest host Bill Frady on The Tara Show.
Ingles Markets talk line is 1-800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. In the late 1960s, the Beach Boys spoofed they were spoofed by the Beatles with their parody entitled Back in the USSR. Now that the USSR, which President Reagan accurately branded as the evil empire, is rendered kaput, the song is an interesting historical musical artifact. But I existed in Europe during the time of the Soviet Union, and there's a distinctly Soviet feel in America today because of the Democrats' approach to Marine Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller is reminiscent of the way the Soviet Union used mental health as a tool to suppress dissidents. Let me explain what I'm talking about. Now, like I said, the military should never comment publicly on politics. None of them. None of them. I don't care who. I don't care what their rank. I don't care what their position. They shouldn't do it. And when Lieutenant Colonel Scheller decided to do this, he was just emulating his hires, who had been doing it for the entirety of Donald Trump's presidency. But he did it against the one that was the proper president, which is Joe Biden. So that caused problems. Many of us, whether we've worn the uniform or not, we're all horrified at the colossal military blunder that the deeply flawed Biden administration committed as its end game in Afghanistan. And when it comes to calling for accountability for those responsible, no one put more on the line than Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller. And he was relieved of command after a video of him criticizing senior U.S. officials for failures in Afghanistan went viral. And now he's decided to just split. He's going to retire from the Marine Corps. He has 3 years left before he would get his full pension and everything else. And he's given that up too. He said in a video posted on LinkedIn, "All I asked for was accountability of my senior leaders when there are clear, obvious mistakes that were made. I'm not saying that we can take back what has been done. All I asked for was accountability." And he added that he could have remained silent for 3 more years to reach the 20 years of service required for full pension, but that he opted to speak out instead. So this dude basically just blanked 17 years of his history in order to speak out. This is the kind of conviction that you just don't find that often. He said leaders accepting accountability for a harried U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan could have a more significant effect on service members with post-traumatic stress or struggling with purpose than any other piece of paper or message. I sit around on a regular basis and I wonder what I did exactly that was of any use by being in the military, by doing my part to keep the nation safe. What use was it? What good did I do? You know, for Lieutenant Colonel Scheller, for example, he was part of a Marine community. All of the aviators want to be in charge and of a squadron. All the grunts want to be in charge of a battalion. Everybody wants to move up. He worked his way up to his battalion command. He paid significant Afghan combat dues. And he served in Iraq. He's seen plenty of sand. He's seen plenty of blood. He's seen plenty of fire. And he gave all of that up to speak the truth. We will continue with this as we go along. Hour number four is coming up. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.